Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Jared and I actually met in our teacher ed program. And so when we got married, we purposefully decided to get married a couple of weeks before school started so that we would never have to worry about celebrating our anniversary during the school year and having to get a substitute. While I don't regret that at all because it has really made it flexible for us to travel during the summer, it is a little bit sad to think that we planned big events around school instead of the other way around. So now that I am in my 17th year in education and we have a family, we've got 5 little ones, then I'm thinking about things a little bit differently, specifically about planning content around my life rather than the other way around. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. When we're thinking about aligning your scope and sequence so that it aligns with your life, not only are we talking about taking trips or taking time off, but more importantly, we're talking about just on the regular, like being flexible about taking things home on the weekends or even holidays, even just one day off. Just how can you make it so that you are being able to get as much done during the school day as possible and still being able to not miss out on those life events? In today's episode, we are going to be going over the how to get this done and some things that you can start doing today, this school year, so that you can hopefully start to rearrange your school and your job around your life versus the other way around. The great part about this is that you can do it at any point of the school year. You can look at your entire year, or you can look at the term coming up or semester. The first thing that you need to do is you need to calendar your life events that are going to be happening. So that's any of your birthdays, any anniversaries, any trips you're planning, or things that you know you are going to want to have less to do when you are at home. Put those on the calendar now. The next thing that I want you to think about is other things or life events that might be happening. Instead of just like one day, I'm thinking of just periods of time that things might be a little bit different. For example, baseball season, I've talked about before, pretty much takes up our April and our May, and it's every night is what it feels like, and we're just running around all the time. Don't really have a lot of extra time at night to be planning and prepping and grading. I would want to mark that and schedule that in my calendar. There's also a few other times within the school year that I would want to make note of. One would be February. So February is CTE month, and there are just various things that happen throughout that month that I would want to be aware of. There could also be course requests or registration happening at that time. The other thing that has to do with teaching CTE are any CTSO events. If you are having a regionals or a state competition, when is that? Make sure that you mark that down, because more often than not, you could already have a sub or need a sub, or you could be spending extra time with your students getting them ready to compete rather than wanting to spend time or adding additional time onto your planning, prepping, grading that you already are doing. Other times that you might want to note would be any times that you know that just it's tough on you as a teacher. For example, there's just like this natural progression through the school year where typically we are in the honeymoon phase in the early fall, so about September. But once October hits, we're starting to head down and keep going down and down, and kind of we go into a slump until the winter break hits. And then once the winter break hits and we return from the winter break, we start kind of coming up again until the end of the school year, and then we just repeat that. And it is really common, especially for new teachers, but I find with multiple prep teachers, especially if you're teaching a new class or a new to you class or just multiple preps in general, you still follow that same cycle every year, even though you may have been teaching for a while. So if you look at that cycle, also just take that into account as you are figuring out what you are going to do next, because now we are also going to be looking at any events that are happening with the school or the district. Make note of things that are going to be happening when it comes to homecoming or when your holidays are going to be, or do you have any teacher work days or parent-teacher conferences. Those things you are going to want to map out as well. You might be able to get a lot done on a parent-teacher conference night because you tend not to have a lot of students or parents show up to those. Make note of that so that you have an idea of what is going to be happening. Once you have all of that laid out, that's all your life stuff. Now you're going to take your curriculum map or your scope and sequence, and you're going to look at the various units that you have planned out. Remember, you can do this with just a term or a semester instead of the entire year if you're not sure exactly where you're going on everything. But with each unit, you will want to note possibly your post-assessment. What does your post-assessment look like? And think about what that looks like for you as well. Is it going to be a project? If it's going to be a project, how much grading could that potentially take you to end up grading? Or is it something that you could grade along the way? The other thing to think about is as you are teaching these concepts, there are some units that require more prep on your part than others. Take account of all of those. Make sure that you have that kind of mapped out, pretty good idea of what's happening. The other thing would be your sequence. You do have some units that have to follow a specific sequence. You need to teach this before you teach this, and so on and so forth. But there's others that may not. You may be able to put that unit that you traditionally taught at the end of the school year, you might be able to put it more towards the middle or the beginning of the school year. What are some particular units that you love teaching? I love teaching about 3D printing. I love getting students really excited when they first get to print their first print and see how that works. And when we're talking about additive and subtractive design, it's a lot of fun to me. It does require some time and effort as far as getting their things printed. Mostly what I will be spending my time doing is working with the 3D printers and making sure that they are functioning and troubleshooting if things go awry when they're being printed, but I won't have a ton of extra time to be doing planning and prepping. So keeping that in mind, now you can look at where you had your scope and sequence or your curriculum map, and then just start tweaking things. Start making adjustments so that that scope and sequence now supports you in your life and what's happening during those times, those seasons, those dates, those holidays, those weekends. To wrap up this episode, I just wanted to remind you the quick steps that you're going to be doing is, first, you want to lay out everything that's happening, calendar everything out. Then you are going to want to look at your scope and sequence as it currently exists and note what is happening within each of those units. And then finally, you're going to want to realign those units so they match your calendar. If you found this episode helpful, it could be for others. Make sure to tag me on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.